Did you know that 60% of all Swedish women in menopause have had problems with sweating and hot flashes, which affect their everyday and work life? That 15% of all women in Sweden stay at home for at least one or more days from work every month due to menstrual pain? Or that 10% of all fertile women suffer from endometriosis, a chronic disease that causes fertility problems and a lot of pain during menstruation? Schibsted aims to be a workplace where there is full equality between women and men. Therefore, Schibsted are always looking out for new opportunities to push in that direction. The latest example of that is a collab with a Swedish healthcare company, Ester Care. Welcome to Schibsted Talks. In this episode, Håkan Halvarsson, Schibsted Head of People and Culture, and Lydia Graflund, CEO and co-founder of Ester Care, talks about this collab, which is a yearly screening program to help women to a higher quality of life. And this fall, Schibsted will launch a pilot in Sweden. Lydia and Håkan, welcome to Schibsted Talks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Lydia, tell me about Ester Care. How and why did you start the company?
We founded Ester Care about 2 years ago due to the large lack of accessible healthcare for women in Sweden. And since there's been no innovation within how we offer female healthcare in Sweden in a very long time, even though we are a country on the forefront of digitalization. So we saw a massive opportunity to improve the female healthcare sector. And that's why we first built the digital healthcare platform treating women with problems that does not need physical examinations, which is surprisingly a lot of areas such as PMS, PMDS, menopause, to name a few. And now we have also opened up our first physical clinic in Stockholm for women that also needs a physical examination in order to get her treatment.
You got something called Gynpodden as well in there. What's that?
Yes, Gynpodden is our scientifically based podcast where we interview doctors, midwives, professors and researchers within the field of female healthcare or gender equality, as it kind of goes hand in hand. If we don't take care of women and offer them equal healthcare adapted to woman's fertile body, we'll never have an equal society. So the idea of Gynpodden was born out of the large amount of disinformation going around on social media regarding women's health, where we wanted to offer women and men an educational podcast where you know that what you hear is what the science and the medical world says, and you can really trust this information.
Women in general have more sickness absence than men, so I've learned. Why is that?
There are probably several reasons for this, but looking at the field that we are in and the research data that we know, for example, that 60% of all women going through menopause suffer from medium to severe problems, which they many times do not get help handling through the normal system. We also know that 10% of all women suffer from PCOS and 10% suffer from endometriosis, which takes on an average of 8 years to get a diagnosis of, meaning that they have severe pain every month that is not taken care of or treated within a reasonable time frame. We also know that 15% of all women are home from work one or several days every month due to menstrual pain, which with the right treatment we know can be removed. And this is just a small part of all kinds of symptoms women are handling in different phases in their lives, just because they were born with a fertile female body. And if we acknowledge them and treat them in a correct way, we know that we can help women increase their well-being immensely.
Why aren't we better adapted to take care of these issues? I mean, is there a flaw in our healthcare system?
Yeah, I would say that this has definitely not been prioritized enough. And I think that maybe all the women in Sweden would agree with me. And I think we will see a change in the future if I can decide and if I can have an effect on it.
So once again, what sort of health services do you provide at Ester Care?
So we help women with everything related to going to a gynecologist, basically. So where we can treat her digitally if a physical examination is not needed, and physically if that is the case, that she needs a physical examination. We have also created a screening program in order to identify symptoms at an early stage, helping women to get rid of the taboos that are surrounding these issues, leading to many of them going years without the proper help and leading to a poor quality of life and therefore also a high sickness absence.
And this collaboration with Schibsted that will happen this fall, how did it come about and how will it work?
Yeah, so we met with Håkan a couple of months ago and he immediately showed an interest in our work and the mission that we are on. And after that, we held a seminar on women's health for all the employees at Schibsted during the International Women's Day in March. And since then, we've been discussing how to better take care of women's health at the workplace. And this has led to the screening program. So with the yearly screening program, Schibsted takes action to help women to a higher quality of life, where the screening of symptoms relating to the female body will help women identify when they should seek help. And then also give them the opportunity to get treatment from a specialist doctor, which is not the easiest thing to get treatment for in Sweden. So through this, women will get help with common female health issues that are being overlooked by the regional system as it is today.
So Håkan, you've been instrumental in this collab, I understand. From Schibsted's point of view, why do we do this?
So I think, as Lydia said, women and men have different biological systems. And it is really difficult today for women to get help in the public sector with female health problems. Our health is, of course, a key component when it comes to being equal and having the same opportunities in the workplace, when it comes to career, salary progression, etc. So what we really hope is that with this initiative, we help in creating a more equal workplace with equal opportunities. And I think besides that, it's also a process of normalizing these discussions about women's health in the workplace. I don't think there are many women today that have a conversation with their manager about, you know, that they have a difficult PMS or what be it. And I think we just need to start normalizing these discussions.
What does it take to participate in this project?
I think right now you need to be an employee of Schibsted in Sweden. And our plan is to launch a pilot with 100 women. And we will do that in September. And we'll follow up with more instructions and details as we get closer. But Lydia, maybe you can fill in with some more details about the actual screening process that these 100 women will go through.
Yeah, definitely. So once we start the pilot, an email will be sent out to about 100 women with information about how they can download the SUCare app from App Store and then access the screening tool. So once the screening is done, a medical specialist will get back to her with feedback on her health status. And if needed, a digital doctor's appointment will be arranged.
Who gets picked if there's more than 100 that wants to join?
Yeah, I think for the pilot, we'll do a first come, first serve. So be fast in announcing your interest.
Look out for this email. And will it cost anything?
No, nothing. Schibsted will take the cost. And of course, you need to invest some time in it. But that's it. No money involved.
And is it strictly for cis women?
Yeah, I mean, you need to be born with a female reproductive system to qualify into the program. And then what you identify as is none of our interest.
I get it. So Lydia, how will SDCare handle the test answers when they come in?
So SDCare will treat the answers with a doctor-patient confidentiality, and no one else than the medical personnel will have access to it.
And will they show the test answers for the Schibsted bosses?
No, absolutely not. This is, if they want to share a discussion and have a discussion with their boss, they can of course do so, but it's up to each woman. As Lydia said, it's governed by the doctor-patient confidentiality laws. So we as an employer have no access to the information. And I was going to say, we actually don't want access to it, but it's up to each woman if they want to share something, of course.
Yeah. So this all sounds great. But as a man, then, we tend to have sick days and feel bad as well. Why don't you provide a similar service for guys?
Of course, men suffer from different kind of symptoms and sickness as well. When it comes to this part, men do not face the same biological challenges as women do with their female fertile bodies. So just in short to just describe this part, that when a woman enters puberty, she starts to menstruate, which is related to a lot of different problems such as PMS or heavy bleeding or endometriosis, among others. Many women thereafter go through pregnancy, the postpartum period after that, and then we have the little period of menopause. All areas closely related to health issues that are not being handled in a sufficient way in society today. And men do not have the same journey with their bodies as women do. And by helping women through these basic phases and issues, we can increase their quality of life to the same standard as men are already enjoying. So this is actually about bringing equality to the workplace rather than prioritizing one group over another.
Yeah. Still then, Håkan, are there any more gender-neutral health benefits you can get as a Schibsted employee?
Yes, of course. And I think the most obvious one in Sweden is the friskvårdsbidrag, or the health contribution. And then there are plenty more benefits as well on the Benify portal. So just log into the portal and have a look, and you have them all there.
Let's say I'm a freelancer for Schibsted, but I work a lot for you. Can I still participate in this project?
Not in the pilot. So for now, you need to be employed by one of our Schibsted companies to be able to participate. And of course, this is one of the things we need to look at when we evaluate the pilot and decide what we do after the pilot. But for now, you need to be an employee in one of our Schibsted companies.
Yeah. And speaking about the pilot thing, because we're doing this in Sweden, is this something that our colleagues in other countries like Norway, Denmark, Poland, will they be offered this as well eventually?
Yeah, I think that's a really good and important question. And of course, we want to be able to offer this to all women in Schibsted, regardless country. I think now the first step is, let's do the pilot, evaluate if we think this is a good idea for Schibsted. And if we do believe it's a good idea, we need to also look at countries outside Sweden, of course.
And Håkan, at last, do you see a risk somewhere with this focus on women's sick days and health issues?
Yeah, I thought about that quite a lot, obviously, but no. I think it's actually quite refreshing that we start having these conversations. This is what reality looks like. And I think what we're trying to do is to play an active role in trying to ensure we have more equal opportunities in the workplace. And we also try to introduce a discussion about women's health in the workplace to normalize it. So I think this is the right way to go, and I'm not concerned.
So when will this email about the pilot, when will it come? When should the women of Schibsted
look out and be ready? Yeah, they should look out and be ready the second week in September.
Okay, that's when it will arrive.
Yes.
Great. Thank you so much for joining me at Schibsted Talks.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Schibsted Talks and an episode about Schibsted Collab with Esther Kerr. My name is Hugo Renberg, producer, Stray Dog Studios.